What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Francis in Montreal. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. First of all, I just want to say in passing that the guy before me was bang on. And Sandy Hook Elementary School had a brand new CCTV camera system. And I don't want to see little kids butchered. I don't want to see pictures of it. But I would like to see that gunman coming in the front door with his guns. And there's pictures of that if he actually did come through the front door with guns. And so I don't believe Sandy Hook. And until I see more evidence of this synagogue shooting, I'm not going to believe that one either. It's all a fake and a fraud. They've become addicted to this nonsense now. And, you know, you're talking about this is all part of the buildup to the midterm elections. And I really like Thierry Meyssan's Voltaire.net. And he's been writing about this. And what he's basically laying out is that this midterm election next week is perhaps going to be one of the most important elections in U.S. history. Because
I agree on that part.
If Trump loses, two things are going to immediately happen. He's going to be impeached. Okay, they don't care whether right or wrong. They need to impeach him to stop him. And even Hillary now is coming out. She wants to run for president again. She really wants to be president. She's insane. She's a witch. But the second thing is what's really scary. And it's going back to 1956 when Israel, Britain, and France wanted to seize the Suez Canal, and Eisenhower stopped them. And we're right back to that now. And what's happening is France, Britain, Turkey, and Israel, if Trump loses, they're going to immediately stage a huge attack. They have to murder Assad at all costs. They're insane. And part of it is this addiction to 19th century colonial thinking. The French are desperate to have their, at the end of World War One, the treaties that were, you know, like for the League of Nations, all that, handed Syria to France. They want Syria to be their colony again. And they want to create a Kurdistan in the north, right up to the Mediterranean for the Kurds. Turkey wants to attack too, but they don't want a Kurdistan. They want to invade. They want, Erdogan wants to reestablish the Ottoman Empire. And the British want to attack because they want to block the Silk Road into the Mediterranean. Which is,
yes.
I've been reading a lot about this lately. This is a war that goes, a war over control of an economic artery that goes back 3,500, 4,000 years. It goes right back to Mesopotamia and the Sassanids and the Persians and all this stuff. Like, this is a huge, it's hugely important. And Israel, of course, wants to destroy all their neighbors and have chaos and ruin around them. And the really dangerous, this is going to be a war that's going to be 10 times, 100 times worse than what we've already seen in Syria. And now the Russians have drawn the line. And it's not really, I know you know about it, and probably most of your listeners know about it, but when that Su-20 got shot down because of IDF trickery, and the Russians became enraged because the passengers on board that plane were high-level technical officials, and they all got killed. And the Russians, it's not just Putin. Putin is just the front man for a cabal or a cadre of high-level fanatic Russian generals. And they're not going to let Russia go down at any cost. And they've established air superiority over Syria that's ironclad. And this is immediately going to, any plane that goes in there in an invasion is going to get shot down. The U.S. is going to get dragged in. Israel's going to lose planes. And they really want to go after such a Syria, it'll rapidly spread in an attack on Iran. And the Chinese Communists have said that if Like, if anybody attacks Iran, China is in all the way for Iran.
Yes, so is Russia.
Russians have said, yep, and this is going to go nuclear really, really fast. So I'm a Canadian. You know, what Americans do is their business, but I just pray and hope that the Americans make the right vote next week and vote for the Republicans, because if they don't, all hell is going to break loose on this planet.
Yep. I'm afraid it is that serious. And
it's flag events.
Well, like I told that other caller, okay, I have not looked at what happened at the Tree of Life Synagogue any further than the list of victims. And like I said, the timing is a little too cute. And Sandy Hook, when that shooting incident happened, there was no working camera system because the school itself wasn't actually operational. And we get back to Wolfgang Halbig.
Well, yeah,
so
I agree,
whether
I agree
this
that,
is just
yeah.
a... Whether it's just under the fake or not, it is irrelevant to discussing how it's being exploited politically. And I don't want to get taken off discussing how it's being used, because that's a much more important topic than getting tangled up in trying to figure out are there really bodies or not. They've used that one before to try and, you know, to get us focused on these little side issues. Not really look at how these incidents are being used to manipulate public opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's I've never seen it go so crazy it is right now, and it's just getting worse and worse. And the Democrats and these neocons, like, they're just rabid dogs. I just can't believe how insane they are. Like, they want a nuclear war. That's all I can say. They just want to have mega death and nuclear war and ruin, and it's a very strange cult of people.
Well, you've got those who think they're going to make money off of it during the rebuilding. You actually do have, unfortunately, a lot of very religious people in our country and our government who are absolutely convinced that if they destroy the world, Jesus is going to come down and invite everybody up to the big house. And that's a very scary situation. Yep. And plus you have the fact that probably most of those people who are in politics are on prescription antidepressants, and that is making them mentally unstable.
Well, you know, just to change the subject a bit before I leave, there's actually an interview with Nicole Kidman. And, of course, as you know, she was a star in Eyes Wide Shut. And she's saying now that before he died, Kubrick told her that the world is ruled by a cabal of elite pedophiles. So there
okay,
you go.
Okay, well, that's certainly one theory. And we do know that apparently pedophilia is rampant among the world's elites, and I don't understand why, unless it's a thrill of getting away with something that is so repugnant to the rest of the world's population. If you think about it, these elites, these are people who don't really have much of a thrill in life. They've got everything they could want. They never face any real challenges. So they're looking to get their adrenaline going again. And so they engage in this kind of behavior. Maybe. That's one explanation.
Yep. Okay, Mike. Well, you know, I hope you don't get taken off the air, but, you know, there is hope. And one of the things people don't realize is the World Wide Web is not the only way or the only protocol for using the Internet, as you well know. And there's new technologies coming where we're going to be able to circumvent the World Wide Web. And there's already, where you can have web pages that are run through high-speed Internet with torrents. And in a way, this is a bad time, because a lot of networks are going to be shut down. A lot of people are going to be... But in the long term, it might be a good thing, because we might end up with not just one Internet of World Wide Web. We might end up with an infinite number of Internets with all sorts of different protocols that can't be interfered with, and you can't just go shut off the root servers like they can, like, you know, the DNS servers, you know, like with the World Wide Web. So
yeah,
there's despair, but there's also a lot of hope, too. The Internet is an amazing thing, right? And the guys that created it, I think, were a bunch of engineers that were kind of subversive against the people they were working for, and they deliberately designed it so that nobody could interfere with us talking.
The engineers who designed the internet were working for the Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects Agency, and their task specifically said that this internet has to be able to survive a nuclear war and keep people in communication, even if it loses up to one-third of all of its connections. That's what they set out to do. But at the same time, the government never intended ordinary people to have access to this system. It broke free and went public, and that's when the ARPANET became the internet. But you're right, there are other means of communication, and we understand that a lot of other countries are talking about developing their own internally supported internet in order to get away from American interference. Now, as far as social media platforms are concerned, I'm not concerned because I quit using Facebook and Twitter and Google last spring. If they drop my accounts, it's absolutely meaningless at this point because I'm not using their systems to put out my news. I have my own web page. It's on a server. It's hosted by a company that so far has been very supportive of freedom of speech. And again, like Gab, if it gets taken down, I'll look for a server in some other country, maybe up in Iceland, and we'll get back there. But it's not like getting rid of the independent media is going to just immediately transform the American people back into believing and trusting the government and the corporate media. It's not going to happen. It's going to be decades. Everybody I talk to, they're absolutely convinced corporate media and the government are lying about pretty much everything. They're not going to go back to believing blindly. We've become a nation of cynics. Unfortunately, sadly, right now, that's a healthy thing.
It is.
Yep.
Well, have a good day there, Mike. Good talking to you again. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network, and we're going to go to Ed in Philadelphia. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha, Mike. A couple things. I do agree with the guy a couple callers before about actually seeing the pictures on the camera. I worked back in the 90s. I worked for an overnight delivery service, and I would have to deliver it to a Jewish organization. And every time I have to go in, I have to go through a metal detector. And then after the metal detector, I had to ring the bell, and there was a camera there. And this is in the 90s. This is way back.
Yes.
Do you remember the two gentlemen that were arrested first in the Starbucks in Philadelphia? They didn't want coffee, and they were just sitting there.
Oh, yeah, I remember those two, yeah.
Okay, across the street from there is a synagogue.
Yeah.
And every Saturday, there's an armed guard there all the time. It's been there for years. There's been an armed guard. They have a private guard. They've been there for a few years now. And on Saturday, as long as I've been working in the city, on Saturday there's a Philadelphia patrol car there. This has been going on a long time.
Well, that one caller did make a good point. Following 9/11, the Department of Homeland Security put out all this funding to improve security in our country, the vast majority of which went to Jewish organizations and synagogues. So either that money was completely wasted or this was a staged setup.
Right.
And as I said earlier in the show, the timing is just too cute. It served so many purposes that different parties wanted right now.
Right. I bike ride a lot, and I go by different buildings, and I go out to the suburbs. And out in Montgomery County, there's a lot of the big Jewish community, and there's Jewish synagogues. And I've ridden by them, again, I've ridden by them, and the local police, they're there on Saturday.
It's
been for a long time. Very long time.
Like I said, the timing is suspicious. I do think it was set up. But again, I think it's more important to realize how it's being exploited politically than to get sort of tangled off over on the side, because the people who are behind these kinds of hoaxes, that's what they want us to do, to get distracted off in some direction. Like on 9/11 itself, was there really a plane at the Pentagon or not? Because as long as we're arguing about that, then we're not looking at the larger picture of just how that incident was being used to manipulate the American public.
No, you're right, Mike. And I just wanted to throw that out there and just tell people that, you know, when Trump came out about arming armed guards at the places of worship, man, it's nothing new. It's been going on for a long time. And that's all I needed to say. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Layla in Ontario. Layla, welcome back to the show. Long time no hear from. What is on your mind?
Yes, it's the synagogue that is under discussion. When people say that this is a political event or it's being exploited politically for the wider American public, I think what has to be remembered is that the Reform is the very liberal or the very leftist portion of Judaism, and they believe in Tikkun Olam, and they've been supporting the Palestinians, many of them, not all of them, for about a decade or two decades. And this is probably the core of this message is intended for the Jewish community, that their loyalty must be to Israel. Now, this is not really, we know that religion is exploited, and the Reform seem to be just like the liberal Muslims, who are tolerant of many things that the fanatical Muslims are not tolerant of. The same schism exists within Judaism. And this is primarily intended. I don't think we even have to speculate. The problem is that there has been solidarity amongst Jews in the past, all Jews, with regard to Israel. And we only have to look back to the Holocaust itself. Who was sacrificed? Who was considered a necessary sacrifice for the greater good, for the greater goal of the elite? It was the anti-Zionist who refused to leave Europe and go to Palestine. And likewise, they have now picked out a group of people that are considered the acceptable sacrifice, the human sacrifice, for the greater good. It's just, and the other thing too is there's a Canadian connection. There was a spokesperson here in Canada who said, "Oh, one of those people was raised here in Toronto and was married here, and the speech was so well rehearsed that it was clearly prepared in advance." Anyone who does not question this and look back with objectivity on the events of the Holocaust and the way it was exploited is going to realize, and again, the message was always primarily to the Jewish community to follow the rules, to obey, because once the army breaks ranks, you're in trouble. So you've got to punish very severely those, or at least set an example of what punishment awaits those who break ranks from the dogma that's being handed down. Now, those are only assertions on my part. I mean, they're not even really assertions. They're questions that people might want to consider. I'm not making allegations or assertions, but I do think that it's partially intended. It has a multifactorial benefit. And the Canadian who called in earlier and said that Canada, you know, the U.S. can do whatever it wants, Canada is not affected. On the contrary, Canada is very much affected by what happens. For example, the spokesperson that I saw from the temple in here in Toronto. So it's definitely something that people may want to question. And I hear the music coming up, so I assume I will be let go. Good luck,
Mike. Yeah, thank you very much for the information, Layla. I didn't realize that the Tree of Life Synagogue actually supported the Palestinians. So we're going to let you go. Take a break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go back to the phones to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was listening to Rick Adams' show Saturday, and he had Jim Fetzer on. I heard something very shocking. Maybe everybody else knows about it. I didn't know about it. He said that the woman who played Heather Heyer's mother, you know, Heather Heyer was the one who was supposedly run over in Charlottesville. He said the person who played her mother is the same person that played the mother of a killed teacher in Sandy Hook. He said they must be recycling their crisis actors.
Well, I know that there have been a lot of photos out there showing what appear to be the same exact people showing up at these multiple events. But again, absent like a fingerprint or DNA, it's really impossible to say. And I want to be very cautious about making such a declarative statement, simply because there are so many people in the United States. You can find people who do look alike, even though they're not relatives. I've got one doppelganger out there that I'm aware of who looks like me. So again, to me, this kind of stuff is trying to take us away from the political dimensions, and I think we need to stay focused on that.
Well, I just thought that was kind of important, you know, and if they could prove it, it would be very important. For, in, you know, also, talk about Donald Trump being a white nationalist. You know, recently he hosted a whole bunch of black achieving students in his in the White House. Well, do you think he would ever dare to have a group of white achieving students hosted in the White House?
Well, the whole point of the phrase white nationalist is to equate nationalism with racism, to say that wanting to have your country and secure borders is now a racist endeavor. And it's a variation on the theme that anybody opposed to the illegal immigrants coming to this country is being a racist, which we are not, because illegal isn't a race.
Right. Right. But that's part of, you know... You know, I keep saying that. I don't trust our white people are getting recognition for anything anymore. You know, we've
become a political target. Like we saw happen in Africa, it's happening here now. All of a sudden, it's okay to discriminate against white people.
Right, right. Yeah. I know. I've got a girl that I talk to all the time. She goes to college, and she's in anthropology. And the stuff they teach them, that everybody's black, everybody came from Africa, you know, all that type of thing.
Well, if everybody came from the same source in Africa, then we're all, technically, we're all one race. And so what's all the fuss about? Now, I happen to think, in point of fact, that humans right now actually descended from multiple original sources in different parts of the world. We know from the fossil record there were all kinds of pre-human hominids, many, many, many different species. And the idea that only one survived to become us, or actually two, Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, I think is purely an assumption. We know now that the Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal didn't kill off the Neanderthal. They interbred. Okay. But I do think that there are multiple sources for the human race. And I think that's why there is such variety.
Well, I go back to the Bible. The sixth-day creation, God created all the races. So right there you have it, you know. That's how I feel. All the races were created. I don't think they were Neanderthals either. You know, for instance, Adam, God told Adam to name the animals. Well, he couldn't be a Neanderthal and name all the animals. I think people need to study Genesis just a little bit closer.
Hang on a second. My understanding was that after the creation of the universe... it was just Adam and Eve until they had their kids, and then Cain's wife shows up. We don't know where from. I think the idea of naming all the nations came in a little bit later. But again, you have to remember, and I'm sorry you're going to really hate me for saying this, the Bible was written by Bronze Age goat herders to assure themselves that they were important to the universe. It is not a scientific or historical document, okay? And I'm sorry, it's not. It's metaphors, it's legends, it's fables, it's a suggested code of morality, like any other religious document. But it really cannot be used as a factual basis when you're talking about anthropology and the fossil record. Anyway, Laura, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to the news here, we're talking about Jamal Khashoggi. And it has now come on out that apparently Great Britain knew that this was all going to come down. Apparently GCHQ was intercepting internal communications by Saudi Arabia's General Intelligence Directorate and revealed there were orders by a member of the Royal Circle to abduct Khashoggi and bring him back to Saudi Arabia. Now, they're saying that these orders did not emanate directly from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It's not known if he was even aware of them, but it was somebody very high up within the Saudi government. And that's actually a little more consistent with what I thought had gone down, that they didn't intend to kill him inside the consulate, that they were going to grab him, that they were going to take him back to Saudi Arabia, according to that other report, because he had evidence Saudi Arabia was using chemical weapons in Yemen. Now, there's a very interesting article that came out over Zero Hedge, and they in turn are quoting an article from Financial Times suggesting that Western intelligence agencies are now delinking from Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman because of all the negative publicity around the death of Khashoggi. He's now damaged goods. The brand has been harmed. And so intelligence officials are saying it might be looking at a regime change in Riyadh or a coup d'etat. Okay. Now, Turkey, meanwhile, is demanding the extradition of 18 Saudis over the Khashoggi killing, 15 of whom are supposed to have been the 15-man kill team or abduction team, depending upon whose version of the story you believe. But they definitely want them here. Meanwhile, over in Yemen, story out of UNS.com saying that the death toll in Yemen is actually five times higher than has been reported so far. And again, when you're dealing with deaths of civilians or your own forces, you tend to undercount them. I remember back in Vietnam days, we didn't find out just how many people had really died until after that war was completely over. They came out and said, oh my goodness, we just we missed all of these. And yeah, it was a very, very bad situation over there. All right, so let's talk about the migrant horde or the barbarian horde. Trump is out there announcing this is an invasion. Our military is waiting for you. And apparently the Pentagon is getting ready to deploy 5,000 troops to the border to bolster the existing National Guard and Customs and Border Patrol presence that's already there. And they're going to be taking equipment, including concrete barriers, to positions along the 2,000-mile border with Mexico. And I'm sure that there's already drones and satellites watching where these migrants are going to attempt to cross the border. Now, yesterday, the migrant horde took a break on their journey in southern Mexico. They basically just sat down for a day of rest, which I can imagine would be needed, because Mexico apparently is now starting to ban the use of buses and trucks to bring the migrants northward. Apparently, they have invoked part of their insurance laws to basically stop these buses and trucks from doing this. So these migrants are now back to walking, which means they may not be here by the midterm elections. Apparently, Mexico actually offered the migrants to stay in Mexico. They apply for refugee status and stay in the country's two southernmost states. And instead, the migrants vowed that they were going to continue heading for the U.S. border. Apparently, the Catholic Church is now getting involved in this whole situation. They're promoting lawlessness and ignoring national sovereignty, all under the guise of charity. So there's this Catholic organization, the Catholic Legal Immigration Network, and it's part of the Cara Family Detention Pro Bono Project Coalition that is supporting this invading caravan. And this Mexican bishop, Bishop Jaime Calderon of Tapachula, Mexico, is praising the generosity of people who are assisting the migrants and saying that God will reward anybody who helps the migrant horde get into the United States of America. So 5,000, still not sure it's going to be enough, but it's better than the 2,000 they had before. And again, SecDef Mattis is sending military equipment down there, including concrete barriers, temporary fences, tents, trucks, jeeps. They are starting to finally take this thing seriously. And it looks to me like Donald Trump has finally realized this is a test of his presidency. This is his chance to make good on his promise that he was going to defend our borders here. Apparently, down in the second caravan, there have been clashes between the different groups of migrants that involve the throwing of Molotov cocktails and the use of children as human shields. There's been one reported death. Meanwhile, there is a third caravan that is just now starting its trek toward the U.S. border. Okay. Apparently, one of the people traveling in this caravan is an illegal immigrant who's actually wanted for attempted murder here in the U.S., but he still wants to get back into the United States of America. Turning back to our domestic politics, again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the midterms are a week from tomorrow. The early voting turnout is showing a strong GOP turnout, and the Democrats are in a panic. Apparently, over in Wisconsin, Senator Tammy Baldwin, Montana Senator John Tester, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, and Senate candidate Scott Wallace of Pennsylvania, Representative Jackie Rosen of Nevada, are ducking questions regarding donations from what's called the Population Connection Action Fund. And this organization is promoting forced sterilization campaigns. They're also behind the idea of taxing parents who have more than two children. And so that's how these Democrats are getting some of their funding from this organization that basically wants to forcibly sterilize you. Okay, over in Wisconsin, there's a candidate who ran twice for House Speaker Paul Ryan's first congressional district seat, Jeremy Ryan 30. Apparently, he's been arrested for trying to purchase radioactive material to kill someone. And apparently, he was out on the dark web searching for radioactive material, and he ran afoul of an FBI sting operation. So he was arrested for that as well. Okay. Over in Pennsylvania, Sarah Inamorato, who's a Democratic socialist running for a seat in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, called residents in her own district white working class poor folk who are racist. And that has now caused a tremendous uproar. The Democrats are self-destructing. When you're a week away from a midterm or 2 weeks away, you don't insult the people whose votes you need. But this Sarah basically came on out with a statement saying, I just look at my district, right, and it's 93% white. She said it during an interview on TV station KDKA, or it may have been a radio station. And she said, my district, which I know is like white working class poor folk who are racist, because it's so much easier for them to look to their side and say, I'm going to blame that person. That is not how you win votes. That is not how you win votes. Unless she's absolutely convinced that the election is rigged and she's going to win anyway, no matter what she says. All right. Judicial Watch has scored a victory. A federal district court has reaffirmed the constitutionality of Ohio's new voting law. Now, the law was being challenged by the AFL-CIO's Phillips Randolph Institution to reinstate 1.5 million potentially ineligible voters onto the voting rolls. And Judicial Watch came on in with an amicus curiae brief saying, this would harm the public interest, given that so many of the reinstated registrations would be legally invalid because they're associated with voters who are living in other states or who are deceased. Now, remember back in, I think it was 2000, Ohio was at the center of this firestorm of controversy over election fraud, massive election fraud during the Bush and Gore campaigns. This system has to be cleaned up, and I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump that he dropped the ball on this. And he has to understand, if he does not get an honest, verifiable election system by 2020, he will be toast. Now, Associated Press ran a story claiming that down in Georgia, there was a campaign of voter suppression going on. And it has to do with something that are called pending votes. And Associated Press claimed that 53,000 people had been placed on the pending votes list, meaning they're pending, but they haven't been given permission to vote yet. And AP is saying that this is all voter suppression. But if you look at the pending votes list, 9,000 are pending because the person is not yet 18, the legal age to vote. Almost 3,000 were pending because they used a fake address. Over 3,000 are pending because citizenship could not be verified. And almost 6,000 are considered pending because they match another active voter file. Now, 75% of the people on that list are on that list because they failed the Social Security number verification, which was a process put in place under the Obama administration. Our election system is a disgrace. It's an absolute national embarrassment. And again, if you go to my webpage, up at the very top, right underneath where my face is. And yes, it's an old picture. I need to get a new one. There's an article I wrote on how to have honest elections. And I'm not saying it's a perfect system, but it's certainly much harder to rig and much easier to detect election fraud than our current black box electronic voting machine systems. And by the way, there have already been complaints coming out of Texas that once again, people are pushing the button on the electronic voting machine and it's registering the wrong candidate. How much longer are we going to be putting up with this nonsense? Okay, in early voting down in Florida, the Republicans are in the lead. And the lead is increasing. Right now, overall for the state, they're ahead by 74,000. And it looks to be, again, increasing here. As that caller mentioned, Hillary Clinton is out there leaving the door open for a 2020 run. She really wants to be president. And it would be a disaster. It would give this entire country over to total political corruption. Uranium One deal, the Clinton Foundation, possible espionage. No, Hillary Clinton cannot be president of the United States. I mean, look how hard she cheated in 2016. Do we want a cheater to be running this country? I don't think so here. Over at the Senate Judiciary Committee, their chairman, Chuck Grassley, has referred lawyer Michael Avenatti to the Justice Department for a second criminal investigation. Apparently, what happened is that his accuser against Trump recanted her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh even before he submitted her sworn declaration. In other words, she came on in and said, Kavanaugh did this, Kavanaugh did that. And this is Julie Swetnick, the one who came on out with the claims that Kavanaugh was dosing the punch at parties in order to gang rape all the girls with his buddies. Apparently, she retracted that claim, and Avenatti submitted it anyway. So he's looking at a criminal proceeding over that one as well for presenting false information to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Meanwhile, over at NBC, and we did touch on this briefly last week, NBC is trying to extricate itself from a little bit of embarrassment after it came on out that NBC had information that undermined the Swetnick allegations and sat on them. They hid it. They didn't let the public know that there were reasons to doubt Swetnick's claims. Okay. All right, let's get into the conflict zones because there is a lot going on here. Vladimir Putin is out there saying that an Idlib offensive is still an available option if the terrorist threat remains. Now, remember, last October 27th, the leaders of Turkey, France, and Germany and Russia met in Istanbul to take part in a summit on the conflict in Syria. And they were basically talking about the deconfliction zone or the buffer zone around Idlib, which was supposed to be emptied by all the terrorists. And many of them did. They took their heavy weapons and they went home. But two of the groups backed by the United States are still there. And so Putin is saying that if they do not leave, there will be a military offensive to basically retake Idlib. And if Idlib is retaken, and it will be, that's the end of the war. It's all over. And the United States doesn't have a reason to stay there, even though as of right now, for all practical purposes, it's still occupying part of Syria. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the conflict zones around the world. And as you know, Israel has been carrying out strikes in Syria. Now, they appear to be avoiding the areas protected by the new S-400s. But apparently, U.S. military officials are now expressing concern that Israel's aggressive military campaign could actually cause Syria and Iran to attack American targets in Syria and Iraq in retaliation. This came out of the Wall Street Journal. And of course, that's exactly what Israel would like to see happen, to get Iran and Syria to launch an attack, at which point, oh, we're the victims, we're the victims, and we're going to go on in and basically just trash the place. Because Israel wants war with Iran, as long as somebody else pays for it and fights it, just like they did with Iraq. Palestinians are still being killed along that border fence between Gaza and Israel, and apparently Israel, in addition to using the IDF troops, is now using armed drones. And apparently three Palestinian teenagers were killed by a drone strike. And the Israeli military are claiming they were placing an improvised explosive device near the border in the southern part of the enclave. So that is continuing. Israeli forces, meanwhile, have opened fire at Palestinian farmers in the northern Gaza Strip. And they opened fire on farmers in the town of Beit Hanun, injuring one of them. And, of course, he's been taken to the hospital for necessary medical treatment. Now, the farmers were then forced to leave their lands in fear for their lives. And the Israeli army is saying they came too close to the buffer zone. Now, this is another way that Israel oppresses the Palestinians, because the Palestinian farmers, they have this farmland, they're trying to grow crops, and Israel will unilaterally declare a buffer zone into the farmer's land, saying you cannot come within 100 feet of the border fence. Well, to a farmer, that's a lot of land that should be growing crops. And apparently the Israelis, when the farmers are trying to farm their own land, that's justification to fire on them. Meanwhile, Israel is apparently evading demands from around the world to end the Gaza protests and reach some kind of a truce, make some kind of a deal. Because the violence is only fueling more violence, and the optics are looking bad. And apparently, coincident with the synagogue shooting, Israel uncorked on Gaza over the weekend 87 different targets hit. And if you look at how small Gaza actually is, that's a lot of strikes. Anyway, apparently Israeli settlers took over a Palestinian house in Silwan after the Israeli occupation officers forced the Palestinians out using gunfire. So this family of 11 are now homeless, and the illegal settlers have a home, a building. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We have a caller waiting on the line as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.